Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet. Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I don't know what happened to my audio there, but I'm here with Steve Olscher. Hello.
Hello, Mary Goulet.
Richard Otte.
Hello, Mary Goulet.
And a in-studio guest, Jennifer Love. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Soulful Sunday, for the benefit of you, Jennifer, is based on my show I do on Tuesdays, kind of based on that, Cultivate a Rich Interior, so you have a place to go inside when life hits you sideways or drops you to your knees. Mm. Okay, and since we're all adults, if we could turn back the clock on certain things, we might, and other things, we just learn and grow, hopefully, from those experiences. And I was talking on my show Tuesday about something that just kind of hit me. I didn't have it in my mind to talk about it, but it dawned on me. We all say that we have our conscious mind, and this is regarding mindset. So we want to change something in our lives. You know, I think it came up because I just went through this diet thing and lost, or lifestyle change around food, and lost 20 pounds. But getting up to that point to make the decision was conscious. I don't want to give up cheese. Oh, bummer. Oh, I can give up bread. That's no problem. So I was making conscious thoughts around it. I can do this. And then I finally said, okay, I'm just going to start the diet. And I made a resolve to do it. Mm-hmm. But the tricky thing that I didn't recognize is my unconscious mind was like, oh, yeah, you think? I'm going to feed into, so my unconscious mind became what I had to battle more than my conscious mind and the actions that I was taking during the day to stay with this plan. So I'm just, does that resonate for any of you guys that you understand what I'm saying about the unconscious mind is the one that's going to try and block you? Because we're groomed all throughout our lives, positively and challenging and negatively, that we get our mindset. So we almost have two, and one is more deeply rooted and takes more effort to overcome.
So what's the actual question then?
I mean, do you have a time in your life that you can say, you know what, I was consciously making this choice, but unconsciously I was sabotaging myself to ultimately overcome that and be where I wanted to be?
Yeah, I mean,
or is that just the weird way my brain works?
No, I mean, I just think it's, I think that it's super hard to recognize when there are sort of higher power forces at work, right? Because, I mean, that by definition, unconscious means we're unaware of it. So, like, you know, like smoking weed, right? I mean, like, I know I shouldn't smoke weed every night before I go to bed because it will add up over time. In terms of, like, you know, I'm putting this in my body, but God grew it, so darn it, we should take advantage of what God did, or otherwise God wouldn't have it. That's my, you know,
okay,
my plug. But I know that it's something that I need to not do, and so consciously it actually works the other way around, where consciously I know it's something that I shouldn't do, but unconsciously my mind and body pushes me to do it. So in that instance, it actually works the other way around for me. So I'm consciously aware of the fact that, like, I am ingesting something may not necessarily be good for me, but unconsciously it's like, give it to me anyway.
So let's say you chose, okay, consciously I'm making the decision that I'm not going to smoke pot on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay, I don't like this conversation, but yes.
Your unconscious mind is going to be freaking out.
It just did, and it came out. It was like synapse.
Yeah, I think maybe that type of thing is, we can expect that if we're doing something habitually, if it's drinking pop or alcohol or whatever, or smoking cigarettes. That part of us inside that we think we're making the decision, we're backing ourselves, but that's when the challenges kick in.
Well, I think that to just add a little something here, you know, we we all have our addictions to our stories or our belief systems that we may or may not be aware of. And we were talking a little bit earlier about rewriting your money story, right? And
that's a good example.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, you may say, hey, why is it that I find myself in the same kind of relationship, you know, with a man that's unavailable or a man that cheats on me or, you know, whatever the story might be, right? So you think that you want something different, yet you find yourself in the same pattern over and over and over again.
Exactly.
Because you're addicted to that pattern. There's a lot of behavioral mechanics in neuroscience that goes,
and it's very familiar,
goes into this, you know, what's happening here with the brain. There was something interesting that came up for me as you were talking about this. I've been listening to this audiobook called The Untethered Soul. And in The Untethered Soul, it's talking about that there are really three of us. That there's the, you know, the person inside of me that's like talking to the other person inside of me. You know, in some cultures I might call it the angel and the devil, right? You can look at it that way. And it could look something like, Jennifer, don't wear that pearl necklace into the radio show today because, you know, who knows what kind of mic you're going to be wearing. Maybe it's going to be clunking around. Oh no, it's going to be fine. It looks great with my shirt. Like I should absolutely wear, you know, and so this conversation can be going back and forth. So those are two of the people within me, right?
And there's more?
And then there's the observer.
Yeah.
If we can get to that level of awareness and just observe the conversation that's actually happening within us, right? And recognize like, well, where is that all coming from and why? And just let it be and just observe it. So I think there's a level that we can allow ourselves to get to with the conscious and unconscious mind, through awareness, through things like prayer and meditation, and just quieting the mind to help us become more aware of what is actually happening within us.
Richard?
I go way back in time on this one and would just say, we sometimes forget that our minds are here to protect us. And so sometimes we make decisions and they get put in the subconscious that our mind thinks it's protecting us.
Right.
It doesn't even know this self-sabotage stuff is going on, supposedly, in the case you're talking about self-sabotage. But I don't know. It's just one of those things. Sometimes things just don't hurt bad enough. And I just go back to basics. Whether it's Tony Robbins or who, like I think we do things that make us happy or to avoid pain. And even the avoiding pain is to make us happy, right?
Right.
And so, you know, sometimes it's as simple as, yeah, you want to get that, but it's just easier to get the temporary high of the chocolate real quick or whatever, you know?
Right.
And so, I don't know.
I like that you brought that up. So pain and happiness are vying for position. And for me, when I found out this menu plan, I kept saying, I'll start it next week. I'll start it next week.
Yeah.
But then the pain of it, of my appearance that I saw,
thank you,
became
thank you
more important.
Thank you for
to
your
solve
vulnerability right there.
Yeah.
Because that's the key. It was when you, when did that really happen? You knew you had all these other diets, all this stuff, but when it happened, when you said you saw yourself in a picture with a guest and you said, I'm not going to look like that no more. The pain got so much.
Oh, and also the
that you did
pain
it
and humiliation of seeing myself.
But that still
in
was
a
you judging yourself.
But
I'm so.
Yeah,
you're
I'm
always
good at
great.
That.
You're
I'm a Virgo.
Great, so.
I'm a Virgo.
But you get what I'm saying, right? Same thing.
Yeah.
It was when that you made that decision that pain was enough, you finally said, right now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and just being aware that I literally had to keep looking in the mirror when I was still at the weight I did not want to be at to remind myself, this is why you're doing this diet. And it was such a great one that I was able to lose like 5 pounds in the first week, just like it melted off.
Yeah.
And it was so rewarding that there was no more pain in the meal plan. It was all like, bam, man, and stepping on the scale and down another pound, you know, that, and then inches were falling off. So it's that icky part of I don't know if it's an apex, but where the two collide, the pain and the happiness collide, and the happiness becomes more painful than the pain to get back to the happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's a mind game that we play with ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I guess, what, on a severe level, that's where rock bottom, happiness is gone, and you have to go through the pain of overcoming to get back to happiness again.
I kind of use, I know we're close to the break, but I'll be quick. I kind of use what Jennifer was talking about earlier, where that awareness, how much do we have?
Like
one minute.
All right. So you notice something came up, and when you just, like, when you feel it.
Yeah.
And you feel that's coming, like, do you allow yourself to just feel it, or do you start going right back into your head trying to correct it?
Feel what?
Whatever that thing is. Whatever you're
feeling. Oh, I'm a student of observe and let it flow through me and not get stuck inside of me.
Yeah,
just acknowledge.
I like to
admit.
Use that and just be like, there goes that file again.
Yes.
There I get, you know, that way you get to be playful. That levity part that I say, like, there, it's trying to come up again, you little. It's still in there.
Yes.
And that's scratching the record.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love the play conversation part of this.
Oh, that's bam. It's Richard is all about
Let's
the play.
That's Richie.
Yeah. So it's always like self-awareness on so many different levels. And when we make stupid choices, we get another opportunity to become more self-aware.
Mm.
So, well, thank you guys all for joining me on Soulful Sunday. I love it here. It's fun with you guys.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to find out more about my show, just go to gowithyourgut.net. Until next time, cultivate a rich interior.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.